Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, it's a great cross, and it is an equalizer.
It's time, America. They already own our beer, you know. Belgium stands in our way, and today is a day for drinking a Yingling, folks. That's the patriotic spirit. To get to the round of 16, having survived the group of death, having avoided being bitten by Luis Suarez, today in Brazil, the men's U.S. soccer team could be 90 minutes away from what arguably would be their greatest ever result in the tournament, a chance to again play in the quarterfinals, an elite tier already graced by soccer gods Germany, Brazil, France, Costa Rica. Okay, Costa Rica is a bit of a surprise at this point. But all that stands in the way of such glory for the USA is a country that we can sneer at a little bit, Belgium. We can be sure U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann knows tons about Germany, but what about Belgium? Probably a lot, because his country has invaded it a couple of times in the 20th century. What should we know? And more importantly, what is there to know about the land of Walloons? Somber for a moment, this small European country has played a big part in world history. The fields of Flanders, where President Obama visited weeks ago, highlighting the extent to which Belgium has played that role. These days, Brussels, yes, they named some sprouts after the city, is the epic center of European politics, home to thousands of European Union bureaucrats and politicians. Why do we care? It's also the civilian headquarters of NATO. Why do we care? So you can also add English to Dutch, Flemish, French, and German as languages that you'll hear most often in Belgium. Belgium has given the world some very fine chocolate and the beer. Oh, the beer.
Avec Chimay, j'ose dire tout ce que je pense.
Chimay, brewed by monks and after just a few bottles, guaranteed to leave you speechless. The Belgian beer industry bought Budweiser in 2010, folks. But if it's food you're after, turns out French fries are not so French. It's widely thought we should really call French fries Belgian fries, according to Belgian journalist Jo Gerard. He says a family manuscript from 1781 recounts that potatoes were deep-fried prior to 1680 in what was then the Spanish Netherlands, present-day Belgium. Other than good food and drink, Belgium has also given us a few characters we love.
How much for the boat?
Oh, I'm sorry, I just sold it to this young kid.
Tell me what you paid, and I'll give you double.
Thanks, but it's not for sale.
Look, kid, I'm trying to help you out. I don't think you realize this, but you're about to walk into a whole mess of danger.
What kind of danger?
I'm warning you. Get rid of the boat and get out while you still can. These people do not play nice.
American he was, all hair oil and no socks.
Tintin. And a few we might hate.
Eat hearty, my Smurfs.
Won't you join us, Papa Smurf?
No, Smurfette. I need some rare wrinkle root, which only grows on the far side of the mountains. But I shall return in a few Smurfs. Meantime, be sure to finish the repairs on the dam.
You can count on us, Papa Smurf.
Belgium gave us the Smurfs. That should disqualify them from the World Cup altogether. The same nation that came up with Josquin des Prez, born in 1521, master of the multi-voiced vocal music of his time. But we'll leave you with this. Henri Vautemp, born in the Netherlands back in 1820. It's Belgium now. Piece called Souvenir d'Amérique. Amérique. Variations on Yankee Doodle, published in 1743. Folks, this is going to be a close one. It's almost like Belgium is already rooting for us. Go USA. Go Belgium. Go Yankees.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.